The World Health Organization says a diphtheria outbreak is spreading rapidly in war-torn Yemen, infecting more than 1,300 people, I should say, pardon me. The WHO notes that 80% of cases are children and young adults, adding that more than 70 people have died since October 2017, when the contagious disease was first reported in Yemen. The UN agency says a vaccination campaign has been completed in 11 governorates to protect 2.7 million Yemeni children. A nearly three-year-old war launched by Saudi Arabia has taken a heavy toll on Yemen's infrastructure and health system, pushing the country to the brink of famine. According to the United Nations, Yemen is experiencing the worst humanitarian crisis in the world. Joining us live now from London is Mr. Kenneth Farrell, who is a lecturer at Coventry University. Mr. Farrell, thanks for joining us. What do you make of this report? Obviously, we know that the humanitarian situation in Yemen is dire to begin with, but added on to that, now we have these outbreaks of diphtheria and cholera.
Well, clearly, one of the side effects of famine is this situation where medical conditions spread very easily, the population becomes very weak. And it's part of the problem with the situation in Yemen in terms of the war. Now, famine itself is part of the war. It's not a byproduct, it's not an accident, it's intentional. It's being used as a weapon of war, the blockades, the prevention of medicines entering, the prevention of food entering is a serious problem. It's affecting the Yemeni people. Now, if you look at what Naomi Klein is saying in terms of the idea of shock and awe, these man-made disasters, because this is a disaster, the famine, which has been created by the Saudi involvement in the Yemen. And this is something that can be prevented through the political solution that's required for this situation. Now, the dehumanizing impact, if you read and watch the media coverage of Yemen, isn't coming through strongly enough. There's a racial nature to this conflict in terms of the Yemeni people themselves. If this situation was happening somewhere else in the world, I think the international community would probably be intervening much quicker than it is in this situation. The darker the skin, the less the mainstream media covers it, and that's a fact historically that we've seen across European and other broadcasters as well. And until the blockade is lifted, I mean, Yemen was importing 90% of its food anyway before this war. And so you have to understand that the situation is only going to get worse. There is food in Yemen, but people can't get to it. And of course, the pricing goes up because of the war situation. So altogether, for ordinary people, it's becoming harder and harder to buy medicine, harder and harder to eat, and harder to live.
Mr. Farrell, I wonder, you know, because you're sitting in the UK, so I wonder when the Saudi Crown Prince recently visited, do you think that there was a conversation between Prime Minister May and him telling him, listen, you're not really achieving your goals in Yemen, so why not step away?
Well, I very much doubt it. As we know, the financial needs of the British government and the need to keep a friendly basis with the Saudi regime is what dominated the visit. The several billion dollars of arms sales were agreed. There was a token gesture in terms of some aid that was given to a Saudi organization, which is going to distribute aid to war-torn countries. So on the one hand, they've given a little bit of money to help starving children. On the other hand, they're involved in a war which is killing hundreds of thousands. So it's not a situation which did the British government any good, and certainly many people in the UK were quite disgusted, and this was reported quite openly. Quite disgusted by the fact that the Queen and the Prime Minister were sitting down eating fine food with the Saudi regime, where at the same time children in Yemen are starving to death.
All right, Mr. Farrell, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us.